Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
First thing what I can do, get on my knees and thanking you, Lord. God, you brought me through a rocky road. Last year I was so scared, crashed my car and almost dead. I even break my leg, but I am still yet to see that my birthday. Come again, my birthday. Come again, my birthday. Come again. How old am I now? My birthday.
Yawning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh new smart talk all day. It is Tuesday the 20th. You are on the clock with Erin. I am not an asset. Green. First of all, we're going to say good morning to Mr. Dwight Strawn. His birthday come again, and once again, he's not here with any cake for us. I remember Mr. Strawn. I remember. But same time, happy birthday, boy. I hope you're enjoying it. Okay, I am not an asset. I heard a read, actually, statement from the Minister of National Security referring to the country's greatest asset as its people. And in that moment, it flashed to me, you know, that's just some more rhetoric. I'm not an asset, and I am not chattel. Yeah? This is not a plantation. We are not assets to be moved around an economic chessboard at somebody's pleasure. We are real people with real lives. You know what signifies that? Real bills. The real threat of having your property removed from you or you removed from your property if you can't satisfy those bills. I am not an asset. I am not to be considered an asset by my government. We are not chattel. Right? Like, that's not what this thing is. We do not belong to you, the political class. See, I've been asking you all to read the Bahamas Constitution, Article 73.1A, as we approach this electoral season, so you could get a sense of why those in the political class behave the way that they do. If we turn to page 3 in the Tribune, PLP hands out over $200,000 in gift cards is the headline for this story. Here's a quote from Mr. Valentine Grimes. Quote, there's nothing wrong with giving that assistance as long as you're not doing it to influence their vote. Close quotes. So if you had the power to give the assistance at any time, why wait until 13 days before the next general election, or, you know, relative. It can be 13, maybe it's 15. The story is just breaking in the paper today. Maybe reading Article 73.1 that on any occasion that the Governor General must appoint a Prime Minister, the Governor General must appoint the person that is the leader of the party that commands the most seats in the House of Parliament. Yeah? Let's start with that article. I'm going to tell you why we're going to start with this article, because I thought the fire alarm story was going to be the story of the day today. That's what I thought was going to be the story. I have a text here that says, don't look at asset from a point of ownership, but instead the point of view of someone of value. With that mindset, you are an asset and an icon, right? But it's the point of view, I think, is the most important part. Whose point of view? I know that I have value. See, I know that I have value. Whether I'm an icon or not is another question. But I have value. The question is, for whom? Like, what is the purpose of that value? Is my value as an individual only to build the political stock or the political class? See, every single person that is a part of a political campaign team, they know that they have value. That's why they're there. They're trying to add value to their organization. But the question is, does the party supporter and the party machinery, do they define the value in the same way, or are they looking at the valuable? How are party members and supporters treated after the election? What happens when the party loses? Is there a support system? Does it fall apart? Is your party machinery doing for you, or is it doing for the party itself? So thank you, Texter, for sharing that perspective, because I know I have value. The question is, of what value am I to them? Thank you very, very much. And see, that's why the rhetoric works, because you will just assume, we will just assume the latter definition added by the texter without interrogating, well, exactly what value am I to them, right? Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of party supporters don their colors to go out and support their party, to show force, because we got the numbers. But at the end of the party, where they have to go? Do they go home to poorly defined and described, you know, poorly constructed communities on poorly constructed roads with no... Is there a night public transportation system that they could use to move about their lives? What happens when they have to go to the hospital? What happens when their kids go to school? Are they, like, if I'm a party supporter, could I put my name on a list so my child doesn't go into the classroom with not enough chairs, not enough fans, not enough resources? Right? Of what value are we, the people of the Bahamas, to the Commonwealth of the Bahamas? Or do we only have value when it suits the political class and their agenda? Let me give you another example. Rally after rally after rally taking place this season with no public indication that you may need to detour from your normal route, that there may be traffic delays ahead. Right? Not everybody cares about your rally. There's no law saying that we have to attend it or pay it grace or reverence. Yet when you want to have a rally, all our lives are disturbed. In fact, on the way to work this morning, there was a massive backlog of traffic on Shirley Street approaching town proper. There was a pedestrian heading east on Shirley Street, and I asked him, do you have any idea what the holdup is ahead? You know what he said? Because we expect that the political class will ignore the very real needs of the people whenever it is expedient to them. Tech says, you didn't read the article from yesterday because in 2 weeks he could be DPM thinking patronage is, the, quote, patronage is the way things work. Who could be DPM? And which article? Text to provide me with more context, please. So let's get into the article quickly again. PLP hands out over 200,000 in gift cards. Gift certificates worth more than $200,000 currently being given to Abaco residents in the names of PLP election candidates and officials as Hurricane Dorian relief payments were paid for by the Ministry of Finance, according to Chris Lieda, Chief Executive Officer of Premier Importers, the company that issued them. His claim was strongly rejected yesterday by Valentine Grimes, a PLP trustee, who said he was not familiar with the case but insisted the party would never use public funds in this way. Quote, anything that candidates give out to people, anything is paid up or the candidate, close quotes. He later claimed the vouchers to his company for people in Abaco were issued at the request of the Ministry of Finance as part of post-Hurricane Dorian relief, with the total value exceeding $200,000 and certificates issued in, quote, amounts of $200, $300, and $500, close quotes. The timing of the distribution is likely to draw scrutiny coming 2 weeks before the next general election and more than 6 years after Hurricane Dorian struck Abaco. The arrangement Mr. Lieda described is likely to revive longstanding concerns about the use of cash or material assistance during election periods to influence voters. His claim about the funding source also raises fresh and potentially explosive questions about whether public funds have been used in a way that blurs the line between government assistance and electioneering. Okay, so Mr. Grimes says that if anything was given, it would have been by party and by candidate. $200,000, more than, is a lot of money. More than that is even more money. Like, you know, I got a couple of questions. Over $200,000 to donate to residents right before an election? You know, where you find that type of money? And if it was a donation, right, if you have the support of people who could afford this, why now? Like, why now? Just why now? And the last question I have is, like, are there any stipulations for the use of the gift certificate? Y'all ain't building no Cornish hen coops, eh? Don't build no Cornish hen coops, please. Please, don't build none. Thank you. Please and thank you. Okay, like I said, I thought the... Thank you, Dexter. Thank you very much. I thought the story of the day would have been the fire alarm story. It turns out it's not, so we ain't going there yet. Nassau Tribune, candidate slammed on Crown land deeds. Now, this is something that I did reference yesterday. In that referencing, I hope I made it clear that I wasn't quite certain what was going on. And I think that it's important for the Progressive Liberal Party to explain it to us, especially since they have a communications team. It looks lovely. It has a lot of professionals on it, like people who are employed in professional capacities in other places. Yeah, they get a lot of people on it like that. That's not what I want to ask. What I want to ask is, if the PLP has a communications team, is it unfair or unreasonable of me to ask, is that PLP communications team responsible for all the anti-FNM ads flooding social media? Is it unfair or unreasonable for me to ask that question? Is the PLP communications team responsible for anti-FNM campaign messaging that we see in all over the place? And here's why I could ask that question. I don't think the COI have any money. I don't think they have enough money for, like, ads. They spend all their money on going live at 5. So I don't think it's them running ads against the FNM. Their attack of the FNM machinery has been a different mode, right? So that's why I believe these ads are emanating from a PLP space. But I would have expected a PLP communications team to clarify what it was we were seeing in this video. Like the video that I saw over the weekend, I'm not even sure if that's a recent video. Candidate slammed on Crown land deeds. Dr. Pratt draws fire over distribution of property papers in East Grand Bahama. A PLP candidate's declaration that she had Crown land deeds in hand and had been told to distribute them has drawn fire and questions about how such allocations are handled. According to video footage, East Grand Bahama candidate Dr. Monique Pratt made the claim at a PLP rally in West End on April 13th, just weeks before the general election, telling supporters she possessed the long-awaited documents and had been instructed to release them, quotation mark, some other folks on the other side was talking about some Crown land they have for y'all, close quotes, Dr. Pratt told supporters. Quote, well, I'm proud to say that I have in my possession your deeds to your Crown land, and I've been given the instructions from our Prime Minister to release them to you. I remember that video. A subsequent social media post showed Dr. Pratt at a party event calling out the names of East Grand Bahama residents who had reportedly been given had been granted Crown land. See, in the second video, it's such a short clip. There's no descriptor or title, caption, for the expressing what's actually happening in the video. And I said, man, but the PLP have such a professional communications team. Surely they wouldn't want to be putting out messaging that could be misconstrued. Anyway, let's get back to the article. Her remarks have raised questions about why title deeds would be in the hands of a political candidate rather than processed through government channels. Contacted Monday, Dr. Pratt referred questions to the PLP, saying party officials were aware of the issue and would respond. Latrey Ramming, who handles communications for the Office of the Prime Minister and the PLP, later told the Tribune the Prime Minister would address it directly with reporters whenever he faces them. See, this thing, remember, let's reiterate it, in a small island developing state, many conflicts of interest are unavoidable, so you must have mechanisms to manage said conflict of interest. We could see here, just by reading this statement, that this is a conflict of interest that could have been avoided. Here we go. Latrey Ramming, who handles communications for the Office of the Prime Minister and the PLP, later told the Tribune the Prime Minister whenever he faces them. Now, is Latrey Ramming speaking in the capacity of the office of the OPM or in the capacity of the PLP? Is the Prime Minister going to address the matter, or is the leader of the Progressive Liberal Party going to address the matter? See, they could avoid conflicts of interest by being very careful with the language that they use and by identifying the individual speaking by the office, the capacity that he is operating in, right? That's how we avoid conflicts of interest. And then you reiterate to reporters so that they will be certain that you intend for them to represent that this individual is speaking in this specific capacity. Like I said yesterday, the Minister of Foreign Affairs does not send out voice notes. It does not even matter if he is addressing matters of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in the voice note. The Minister of Foreign Affairs does not send out voice notes to communicate Ministry of Foreign Affairs information. It just does not happen. Well, that's all. Let's get back to the article. This is interesting. Contacted Monday, Dr. Pratt. Oh, we read that part. The issue drew criticism from FNM Chairman Dr. Dwayne Sands, who said it raised concerns about fairness, transparency, and the rule of law. Quote, critical reward, it is a sacred national patrimony held in trust for all Bahamians, close quotes, Dr. Sands said. He questioned how title deeds came into the custody of a political candidate and whether allocations were being used for political patronage. Quote, the issuance of title deeds is a formal governmental function, not a political favor to be dispensed from a campaign platform. Close quotes, he said. Dr. Sands also called for answers from PM Davis, who has ministerial responsibility for Crown land, asking whether he instructed the deeds be given to a candidate for distribution. He said the matter raises, quote, significant legal and ethical questions, close quotes, and called for accountability and transparency in the administration of Crown land. I remember a moment in time where we should have called for the resignation of the minister responsible for immigration when I'm talking about Keith Bell, and I'm almost certain he was the then minister responsible for immigration when he issued citizenship certificates in a funeral. Perhaps the Davis administration have set a precedent. But you see, why managing of conflicts of interest are important? Because while Mr. Keith Bell may have been sitting on the very edge of the law, policy, regulation, and maybe even general orders, who knows, a political candidate could never be in the same position as a minister. Yeah. We're going to go to a break. When we get back from the break, there, like I said, there are more stories. I thought the fire alarm story was going to be the hottest story of the day. When we get back from the break, we're going to read that story. I can touch the headline again where the OPM said, or when Fred Mitchell said, the thing private, man. Anyway, that intrigues me. We're going to get to that and this Guardian headline. I have to read it out loud. Owner in Bahamas Grid. That's the headline for the Guardian. We'll get to those after the break. Stay tuned. And if you know Mr. Strawn, send him a text. Wish him happy birthday. We'll be right back.
Five years of PLP rule. Are you better off today? While you work, they've spent millions on taxpayer-funded trips, a government-funded luxury car, and handed out hundreds of millions in no-bid contracts. But for the rest of us, gas and groceries through the roof, VAT on bread basket items, healthcare that is broken, unaffordable, and out of reach. And it's not just your wallet. For 5 years, illegal immigrants have flooded our communities, putting excessive pressure on our schools, our housing, and our social services. As they flood in, Bahamian families fall behind. Under the FNM, there will be a change. The FNM has a plan to address the rising cost of living, secure our borders, protect Bahamians from illegal immigrants, and fix our health care. Because the FNM knows our job is to work for you and not the few. This message was paid for and authorized by the Free National Movement.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
When it comes to hearts at Cleveland Clinic, you can't miss a beat. You seek the best care possible. Work with the brightest minds. And leave no stone unturned to get to the heart of the matter. Because understanding is always the first step to overcoming. For every heart in the world, see how we're advancing the future of heart care at Cleveland Clinic today.
The world is changing. It's bringing new challenges, but also new opportunities. The truth is, our economy always left too many Bahamians out. Now we're opening new doors in agriculture, tourism, energy, entrepreneurship, providing grants, scholarships, national service, and upskilling. A new generation is rising, and we're finally moving in the right direction, building an economy that includes everyone.
Paid for by the PLP.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You are on the clock with Aaron Green, and I ain't gonna make no sense from this point on, because the only thing I could think about is if the PLP and their professional communications team don't take this song, Don't Worry, Be Happy, and make a music video with all the PLP MPs in it, man. What's the purpose of life? I want to say, just on that note, before we get into this Island Grid story, right? I am conflicted. I am conflicted. I think it is totally and wholly beneath the Minister of Foreign Affairs campaign song for his, you know, his representative race with the title that it has. I think it's beneath him. I think it's inappropriate and it's beneath him, right? Put that on the side. However, you see the people in his music video. Right? Them said there. I love them. I love that for you, Mr. Fred Mitchell. Those people got your back. They perform in that music video. They wanted the video to be perfect, you know? They wanted it to be right. Those people got your back. I want to say to everybody in that music video, except Julian Believe, because you ain't from Fox Hill, morning, and thank you for making that music video. I wish the song was different, but then maybe the experience would be different as well. And to Mom in the gold skirt in the music video, did you know I have a security company? I got Beulah Gal from the Crime Stoppers commercial. I got Mom who put Johnny in the big boy wash to Gambier House for the big events. Loretta Butler Turner, of course. And yeah, I gonna need that woman in the gold skirt. I gonna need her to join my security team. I love that for you, Mr. Mitchell, that you got a team that believes in you and that what you have put into them, they want to perform for your success. That is to be celebrated. The song, don't make no more of them songs. The language, beneath you. The energy that you engendered in the people, I for that. I for them, and I like that. So let's get to this headline. Island Grid was never an owner in Bahama Grid Company. Subcaption, government said in 2024, Island Grid was majority owner in Bahama Grid Company. I mean, I've been writing it, reading it, and writing it over and over again, right? Like Island Grid Company holds 60% of Bahama Grid Company, and the Bahamas government held 40% of, not Bahamas government, BPL, BPL held 40%, like the people of the country, BPL owned 40% of the mechanism known as Bahama Grid Company. I said, but then this headline, Island Grid was never an owner in Bahama Grid. When I read it, I thought, okay, pause for a second. There was a moment a few weeks ago where the prime minister responded to articles critiquing the media about the era of energy reform, specifically about contracts. And the prime minister said something, and I'm paraphrasing, like, if you all didn't know all the contracts have been tabled and are available for public view, then maybe you're stupid or incompetent, right? And then Jo Beth Colby Davis, the minister responsible for energy on Guardian Radio, said, well, there's one. And we had not finished the details of the contract. So no, it had not been tabled. It has not been tabled at that point in time. I got one question. Is this the contract y'all are talking about that had not been tabled and finalized? Is this the one? Right? Because if the contract had not been finalized, it didn't exist. It didn't exist, right? What did the contract look like when it was finalized? Has it been tabled and passed? Has it? Oh, is this Bahama Grid contract the contract that Jo Beth Colby Davis, minister responsible for energy, referenced when she said, yeah, but there's one contract that has not been finalized yet? Is this it? See, it's nothing I like more than referencing Alstom, A-L-S-T-O-M. I can't even remember the year anymore. But what we do know is that Ramsey, I think, was on the board, and Watson was responsible for the minister. He was for the ministry responsible for BEC/BPL, right? That's where Mr. Ramsey, I think, pled guilty, was found guilty for accepting, I think, a bribe in reference to receiving faulty equipment from a particular company. I think the company's name is Alstom, right? What we see in today is just a continuance of the quagmire. I asked y'all to meet me at CI 1622 Avenue and Frank Watson so we could try and bring some clarity to the matter. Nobody took me up on my offer. And here we are now, Island Grid, an owner in Bahamas Grid. Bahamas Grid Company, I'm telling you, this is better than the pulling the fire alarm. It turns out nobody pulled the fire alarm. It turns out there was an electrical issue. They lost power and that triggered the fire alarm. And I just want to say, does the PRD have that type of money to be that fancy? Yeah. I mean, we're going to get to that story in a moment. Here's some text. Good morning, Aaron, from JC, James Siston. We are still waiting for the debate between Mr. Pintard and Mr. Davis. I think the Bahamians deserve it. I think we do deserve it. I think they know we deserve it. I think that's why we don't have it. Here's a text. Okay, this is a text about beaches and parks. Maybe we get that to that later. Good morning, Miss Green. Text, I'm not even reading that out loud. You don't be disrespecting them people. Yeah, they are much older than your typical video vixens. And you would not expect people of that age necessarily to be singing to that type of song. However, we're not going to diminish the people in that music video. Let's get to this article. Island Grid was never an owner in Bahamas Grid. There are quotation marks there, by the way. Bahamas Grid Company, new chief financial officer, Gladys Fernanda, revealed yesterday that Island Grid Solutions was never an owner in BGC and that IGS was formed for the sole purpose of jumpstarting upgrades to New Providence's transmission and distribution grid as the T&D manager. IGS is Pike Corporation's Bahamian subsidiary. Fernanda made the statement during a call BGC held with its investors to provide an update on the company as it transitions from management under IGS. Quote, Dario, the new BGC CEO, touched on it, but I wanted to make it clear that there has been some misconception that Island Grid Solutions was an owner or is an owner in Bahama Grid, close quotes, Fernanda said. Quote, So we just want to clarify that Island Grid was never an owner in Bahama Grid. Island Grid Solutions was the T&D manager, and then being the T&D manager, hired Pike to complete the foundational upgrade. So we just wanted to make that clear, because there has been, like I said, .. There's been talk about it, so just to make clear, with the contract ending with Island Grid, that does not change the actual ownership of Bahama Grid, because they were never owners, and they never held shares in Bahama Grid, so I just wanted to clarify that. Close quotes. Okay, let's just go here, where it says, and then being Island Grid Solutions was the T&D manager, and then being the T&D manager hired Pike to complete the functional upgrade. So hold on. IGS is Pike Corporation's Bahamian subsidiary. So you are a smaller part of that bigger company. How could the smaller part of the bigger company then turn around and subcontract the bigger company to do the work? See, when I try to pull a magic trick, y'all remind me about jail. I wasn't going to destroy the bridge. I just was going to make it disappear. Apparently, that's jail-worthy. Who would have known, given what we just read? Sorry about that, caller. I got to continue reading. Just got 7 minutes to read. Just give me 8 minutes. I'm going to page 5. Continue reading. Sorry about that. This is just fascinating. The confusion over ownership of BGC stems from the government's pronouncement in 2024 that 60% of the ownership in BGC would go to IGS, which is, I asked the question, is the contract that JoBeth Colby-Davis, Minister Responsible for Energy, referenced on Guardian that had not been finalized and the Prime Minister was not aware that it was not, is that this contract? That's all I want to know. That's all I want to know. We go back to page 5. Oh, wait, we're not even there yet. Here we go. The Davis administration said in that statement, quote, under this joint partnership, the government will own 40% of a special purpose vehicle called Bahama Grid Company. Quote, the other 60% will be owned by Island Grid Solutions, The local company formed by Pike Corporation, close quotes. However, the head of government, BGC and IGS, never states that IGS would be an owner of BGC or specifically outlines a share structure under which IGS is an owner. Let me read that again.
We have some trouble, but when you worry, you make it double. Don't worry.
Guys, we got to go to another break. Listen, we're going to be right back. Stay tuned.
Be happy now.
The following is a paid political message.
For you,
see everybody in Kalani.
Change is here.
Hey,
hands in the air.
Hey, see everybody.
Hold for my diver. Oh,
she is a fighter.
That was a paid political message.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Under the F&M, shantytowns grew. The PLP is demolishing them. The F&M made it easier to get a passport. The PLP fixed their mess and is cracking down on fraud. The F&M let investment in the Defense Force slow to a crawl. The PLP added hundreds of officers and new interceptors. Under the F&M, migrants flooded into the Bahamas. The PLP repatriated record numbers. The F&M offers talk. The PLP offers a real record. Paid for by the PLP.
Put more money back in your pocket with the Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan. Why pay more when you can pay less? Reduce your monthly debt payments down to one low, easy payment. Apply for a Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan today. Call 356-7764.
We're good for you.
The world is changing. It's bringing new challenges, but also new opportunities. The truth is, our economy always left too many behemoths out. Now we're opening new doors in agriculture, tourism, energy, entrepreneurship, providing grants, scholarships, national service, and upskilling. A new generation is rising, and we're finally moving in the right direction, building an economy that includes everyone.
Paid for by the PLP.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good morning. Come and thank you for that song. It's like, you know, because it sounds like Christmassy, right? Because that's the time of year where we all expect gifts. Listen, is the political class, is the prime minister the biggest benefactor of Kappas? Is he the biggest benefactor of Kappas? Also, a quick question. I think it's a very important question, if you all don't mind for a second. How come we gave Bahama Grid, Bahama Striping Company all this shine, but ain't no stripes in the road? Is there any other striping company in the country? Does any other one exist? They do exist? Are they allowed to stripe? Y'all just come out, just stripe it. What they could do? They could stop you for striping the road? I mean, stripe it properly, but just come put the stripes in the road, please. And the government, the next time you add a new traffic control, you don't think you should tell people what they're for? How to use them properly? You don't think that's important? Y'all just like buying paint. There's a trend here, you know. There's a trend. I think y'all like buying paint. Anyway, I don't know if y'all saw that skit with Sawyer Boy when he's saying no diehard PLP would ever live in a White House trimmed with red. He said Leslie Miller would never, never. Anyway, guys, we are kind of running out of time. I got one more minute before I have to take the caller. I got to pick this story up tomorrow, along with we're going to continue, I guess, talking about beaches and parks. I have some texts here that wanted to touch on that. The only thing that I could imagine, is that when the minister responsible for energy, JoBeth Colby-Davis, on Guardian Radio referenced, but there's one contract that has not been finalized and the prime minister may not be aware of that. You know, he was not aware of that possibly when he was calling the people stupid, incompetent. Is that this contract? Because then technically it wouldn't be a lie, right? Because then technically what the government told us is like what they wanted to do, what they are doing, but because the contract was not signed at the time we thought it was, then maybe there's no breach. The only breach would be keeping the actual debtors in the dark about their debt. You know, that's a breach, definitely. Okay, we got a few more minutes left, and I'm trying to find this headline with Fred Mitchell. It may be in the Tribune. We're going to grab it quickly. You all see they say the power outage triggered the fire alarm. Boy, BPL can't get a break. Okay, here we go. Minister defends privacy amid controversy over public officers' political clothing. And I just got one question to ask. I did not expect this headline this morning, so I didn't do the research. Remember, we now have politically exposed people. Is a PS a politically exposed person? By definition. Because that would suggest that your expectation of privacy has changed. See, just being a PS changes the expectation of privacy. And for me, you're getting a $20,000 liability allowance. For me personally, that changes the expectation of privacy. But let's read. Foreign Affairs Minister Fred Mitchell yesterday refused to comment on the controversy surrounding a senior public officer photographed in political paraphernalia, insisting that, quote, personal conduct is one's personal conduct, close quotes, and that personal matters should remain private. He is correct. He's not wrong. The question is this a personal matter? You know? Is it a personal matter? His remark yesterday followed scrutiny over Melvin Seymour, the permanent secretary in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, who was seen wearing Progressive Liberal Party gear on nomination day at a political event on Cat Island linked to Prime Minister Philip Davis. Former Public Service Minister Brenzel Rowe last week criticized Mr. Seymour's actions as a breach of the general orders and warned that failing to act could undermine confidence in the public service's neutrality and integrity and make the rules governing political activity by those in office, quote, unenforceable, close quotes. I mean, shouldn't the contract be ended because of a breach of this nature? But Mr. Mitchell refused to be drawn. Quote, I really don't have any comment to make on any of that except to say that one's personal conduct is one's personal conduct, close quotes. He said during a press conference, quote, and there are people who are responsible for the matters which you've raised, but that's as far as I can go at this point, close quotes. Pressed on whether public officers are treated fairly regardless of their political views, he declined to engage, saying, quote, it would be inappropriate for me, close quotes. He stressed that privacy should guide how such matters are handled. I never thought I would say this on air, producer. The devil is a liar. At least not in this context. I don't think that makes any sense at all. What do you mean it's a private matter? It could not be a private matter. It may be inappropriate for you to speak to the matter. It may not be within the purview of the Minister of Foreign Affairs to speak to the matter. If it were that Mr. Clayton Fernando, who now currently holds or up to the dissolution of Parliament, held an ambassador's position, post, when did this take place, pre or post? Would you speak to that? The rules and the political, the government culture, the governing culture around people who have been appointed as ambassadors wearing political gear? I don't know. Maybe you could speak to that. Let's go to the phone line quickly. Good morning, caller. Thank you for your patience.
Hey, good morning, Aaron Coase.
Good morning. How you do?
I'm good. I'm good. You know, I'm listening to what you was reading about the response from the Minister Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking within myself, had that been someone of the other party, had that been a PS came out there wearing a I would say F&M paraphernalia, would his response be the same? Mm-hmm. Definitely not, because we all know Fred Mitchell. The response would not be the same.
Now, we know him. Don't make him make another song for us.
You understand?
Yeah.
He likes to come out with Shakespeare stuff. But at the end of the day, he needs to remember that the same rules apply to us, apply to them. We are all Bohemians. We are all in this, supposed to be in this together. And mm-hmm. one more thing I wanted to add was that the persons in the Bamboo Town area, the gentleman that called in, I think yesterday or last week, Friday, was talking about how the MP, Mr. Bo there, is doing so much paving in areas that has not been paved. I personally drive through it. I see one little tiny road that looked like somebody slapped something on it. It didn't quite look properly paved, but they slapped something on it. But everything else he claimed that was dig up, preparing to pave, mm-hmm. is not so.
Yeah.
It is not so.
I got you.
Those big old holes in the back of supermarket, Super Value there, item was still big as ever. The back mm-hmm. of walkies, roads still eat out and patch up. So I don't know what he's talking about, the paving going on. It's probably true in corner somewhere that I don't know of.
Remember?
But the places he mentioned were the places I drove just to see.
Yes, ma'am. Remember when I asked the government to provide a rationale for the composition of the new ministries when they shuffled the ministries up? When they put the Ministry of Public Works and Family Island Affairs in the same portfolio,
mm-hmm.
then we in New Providence should have known it.
You know, and listen, another thing too, the Bahamics, mm-hmm. the arm of Ministry of Works that does the paving in the government paving in this country, they're under new management. And they were saying they're not, but they changed all the government license plate and put private license plate on the vehicles, the government vehicles.
No, man, say that again. Reiterate that quickly.
Bahamics,
uh-huh.
the government arm of Ministry of Works, the paving section
mm-hmm.
of Ministry of Works, they now are either under new management, or they were sold to a new company, or however they are doing it. But this week, they removed the government license plate off the government vehicles.
Uh-huh.
And the vehicles, the same government vehicles, are now driving around with private license plates on them.
Okay, listen, we would have to be able to prove that they're the exact same vehicles. And
they are, because they are branded Bahamics.
Wow.
They are branded
so
vehicles.
I don't think it's unreasonable for us to ask for an explanation for that. I feel you.
So I was asking about this a while for somebody to look into it, because I'm checking into it, but what I'm seeing, it's not what I'm hearing.
I got you. Yeah, I got you.
So you need to look into it, because I know anything from it.
Try find it. Trust that. And there's so many questions to be answered. I got to.
And some of the staff are concerned, because they want to know if they still work for government or they now work for this company.
I got you. See why the rationale for policy decisions is so important. Here's a text. Aaron, the lady is right. I live in Bamboo Town, the main Bamboo Town by Porky's. The road is not being paved. Only where she paved is Kennedy subdivision. Okay, Texas, I want to thank you for the text. I can't read all of them. To the text who say, listen, as a LGBT and cultural activist, you have value to me. Political bumps. Anyway, listen, thank you. Don't watch nothing. The point is we all have value. Every single one of us have value in this country. The value exists whether the political class sees it or not, whether they could benefit from it or not. It exists. We are not an asset of this government. We are this government. Man, listen, y'all caused me run out of time. I want to talk. Who pulled the fire alarm? Who cut off the caused the fire alarm to trip? We need an investigation into that. Because why would a fire alarm that was triggered by a power outage prevent the distribution of registers or access to view registers that should have been available at 00:01 a.m. this morning? You know? We need an investigation into that. That is very, very important. I mean, I really wanted to crack jokes about it, but what you mean the register wasn't ready? And the register for the advance poll apparently is supposed to be available 7 days before the advance poll. Thursday is the advance poll. See, this is a question the FNM and the COI have to answer as well, not just the PLP. How will you cause and compel your government and its parts to move at the pace of its own policies? Now you impact in the election. Remember you say this is the only place for us in our own governance? Now you're mashing this up too. Can you move at the pace of your own policies? Thank you, producer. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri is up next. Have a great day and happy birthday, Dwight.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.